was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Oh, yeah. We've got some nominations to get to. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, Balls of Steel to his Knoll basketball team, destroying teams right now, Bill. Leonard Hamilton, Balls of Steel, Crazy Charlie.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Golden Domer. Bill, Balls of Steel to Tennessee for not doing the Tennessee thing with the AD search and trying to get somebody tied to the program. Top four AD they got, and they ponied up the money to get White. So, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Rock Westfall up in Wisconsin and parts unknown. Bill, Balls to Judas Fulmer. Let me rephrase that. He says, Balls to Judas Fatmer for doing the impossible. He surpasses Mike Hamilton as the worst UTAD in history. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
He then says, no balls to Dondi for paying Judas Fatmer his $1 million-plus buyout. He should have been arrested for embezzlement and fraud. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
I got one. Whoever it was who tweeted last week that Dondi Plowman would be a very good porn name. Balls of steel to whoever that was.
Balls of steel.
I have no idea, but that was good. Jeff Chu. And then we'll get a call. Balls of steel, guys, to Tom Brady. His 10th Super Bowl in 21 seasons. Should he win, Brady will average a Super Bowl victory every third season he's played. That's Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
How about that? And one out of every 2 years, he's in the Super Bowl. Over two decades. Al Equipa Bob.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. You okay with that cough? You good?
Yeah, you know what? You caught me at the wrong time.
hey, Bob, they say the new variant can go over the airwaves and get people, so be careful, okay?
Well, I think this is a variant that's caused by winter cold, Bill. I'm just out there running.
Probably is. Yeah, probably
stuff
is.
Outside, you know? So, it better not be the COVID. I'll be in big trouble. Hey, you were talking about James Franklin and about Tony Elliott. Bill, Tony Elliott, has he been mentioned for a lot of other jobs, like behind the scenes? I don't remember hearing his name mentioned very often.
They say that this year the Dolphins and the Titans flirted with him about being the offensive coordinator. I think some colleges have come his way. He knows he can be choosy. And he's probably deflected them. I don't know all that's come his way college-wise, but I do think he can be choosy as far as the job he takes and making sure the money's right, obviously, and the promises are right.
So what if you're Tony Elliott, Bill, with Tennessee coming in to face all these sanctions and such, what positives are you looking at that are going to entice you to take that job?
Number one, money. Going to be incredible money. Number two, you get a honeymoon period because everybody knows what kind of train wreck you're walking into. And I think they're going to give you a very long contract. 4 or 5 year contract ain't going to get it. It's got to be longer than that because the job's going to take a long time. And to me, that there's some attractiveness there. Now maybe he'd rather win quicker, and maybe that's a turnoff to him. It might be. I don't know.
That'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
You were talking about James Franklin, Bill, and the hot-cold thing with Penn State fans.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, James Franklin's an enigma in a way to me because, like you say, he's a salesman, right? He's not the kind of coach that is going to know what to do to turn the momentum of a game or the tempo of a game. He's a smart coach. Don't get me wrong, but he doesn't have that Saban leg or Urban Meyer or Dabo or, you know, Mullen, those kind of guys that know the X's and O's. And the thing about James, you know, he's trying to make the right moves. So it's a lukewarm, it's a hot cold thing because he seems to do the wrong thing during the games, his game management, but he turns around, and you can see he's making a big effort, like, you know, releasing Scirocco for Mike Yurcich. I mean, he has a very good, clear understanding of the game. And his recruiting is good, but the one area that I really thought Franklin would really dominate was that Delmarva region. I really thought he would go in there in recruiting and overwhelm that area and get just about anybody he wanted. And he hasn't been able to do that just yet. So I think, you know, and then his emotion, I mean, he's very emotional,
yes,
which can be good, but it can be bad like it was last year. You know, I personally think a lot of his emotional outbursts reflected into his team or fell into his team. His team followed his lead. So, you know, would I want someone else right now? Probably not. Do I think James Franklin will win a championship? I don't know, Jay. I don't know if that will ever happen. You know what I mean, Bill?
Not with Ohio State sitting there.
No, you're going to need somebody. If Penn State's going to win a championship, you're going to need someone that can outcoach Ryan Day on a consistent basis. And I just don't think James Franklin can do that. Now, if he pulls in assistants like Dabo Swinney does, then, yeah, he might have a shot. But they're going to have to overrule him during the game as far as game management decisions go.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a Penn State fan, you know, we're used to Joe Paterno. I mean, God, Joe coached for, you know, most of my life. I mean, from when I was a little kid all the way up to, but you know, 8-10 years ago. And you never saw that. You never saw Joe get outcoached. You rarely saw Joe make a bad decision during the game. You kind of get used to that. So I think James, perhaps his game management isn't as bad as I'm making it out to be because I'm so used to Joe Pa not making those kind of decisions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let me ask you, Bill, do you ever think Franklin could develop that game management skill?
Two things. You got to be able to match Ohio State player for player in recruiting, which they're recruiting well, but they're not doing that. They're not accomplishing that. And you got to be able to match Ohio State in coaching horsepower from the sidelines, and you're not doing that either right now. And that's the team you have to measure yourself with. That's the team. They're going to be picked. Ohio State's going to be picked to win the league from here on out like they have been. And it doesn't look like it's changing. The recruiting's not changing. They haven't won one of their better years. So you've got to be able to draw yourself even with them and maybe win half those games. But a couple of years they did win that game, and they won the Big Ten outright by doing that. But that's the next step for him.
Yeah, he's got to do it, and I think, Bill, he's got to do it fairly quickly. And I don't see that in the tea leaves, you know, because of the points you made. Ohio State is out-recruiting him, and he's going to have to – now, he's gotten off to a real good start with his class 22, but he's going to have to make some kind of a change where he's able to upset Ohio State, make the playoff. And I think if he can get over that hurdle – then I think that helps them with the recruiting end. And then we go to the game management end. So, you know, James, you know, like Doug said, you know, Penn State's fortunate to have him. I agree with him to a point. Penn State's fortunate to have him to build the program back up to where it's at. But I'm not certain, Bill, that James Franklin can get him over the hump. So,
Bob, appreciate you, buddy.
See how it plays out. All right, Bill. Talk to you.
Thank you very much. We can get another one or two. Our favorite Russian college sports fan, Slava, welcome in.
Now, that's a very deep roster of people you have to choose from, and I take that honor very seriously. I am today sitting behind my beautiful mahogany desk and with my wood paneling office. And it is in a very appropriate setting to talk to you today about Vanderbilt football. Because Vanderbilt is finally taking the things we are seeing seriously. They bring in a man, a Vanderbilt man, with two first names to Nashville, because we all know those with two first names in Nashville rule the city. They hire people away from other shows. They do all the things here. But they bring in also the big balls of steel, Vanderbilt football, home run hire, great recruit. They bring in David Ray. And you may ask, hey, what is the big deal about David Ray? Listen. I know little about football, but I know much about navies. And if your navy has planes, they are dangerous. He is going to bring the air raid to West End. That has me very excited. Vanderbilt is going to be throwing football and recruiting and beating people over the head with encyclopedias. That has me excited, Bill King. But I also want to offer balls of steel to what I'm myself for what I'm about to do. I know many fans, you know, many friends around here in the business world that went to the school in Knoxville. And I know these are dark times for them. I know it is a struggle to see your cult hero, Mr. Krispy Kreme himself, Phil Fulmer, having to walk into the office hat in hand and hand in his retirement papers. And now I know the university is going to be facing sanctions from the great state in the T's, NCAA. Now, this is where the planning starts. You say NCAA, there are two ways to beat the NCAA. Two ways. It is consistent. The first way is you say, it wasn't me. Nope, it was the man we fired, not me. The other way is say, oh, where is your evidence? You have none. This is the North Carolina approach, very effective. But what we're going to try with Tennessee, this is what I am offering. Vladislav Yachminev Esquire. What I am offering to Knoxville, Tennessee is the it is not me defense. Because you can do this. You say you fired Jeremy Pruitt. You have the police sketch. It may look like a thumb, but we assume it is Jeremy Pruitt and not your former. Either way, you say, oh, this is not me. He is a man wearing Tennessee shirt. He is head football coach. He is athletic director. But it is not me. And just like we see where I come from in this country, it is not under this Social Security number. Therefore, you must acquit. There you are. You are back in the fix of things. I don't know if they bring in James Franklin. The Tennessee job is not as good as Penn State. You talk about, Ohio State is the big gorilla. They're not going to beat Ohio State. Let's go to Knoxville where we have to beat Alabama, Georgia, Florida, a bunch of teams with better resources and recruiting bases and fundraising and, I don't know, a competent athletic program. Why did they beat Ohio State just 2 years ago? When last time Tennessee beat Alabama? I'm pretty sure the televisions don't even pick up the same signal anymore. But, Bill, that is not my problem. My problem is helping get more money on West End so we can improve that gulag that the boys are playing. But, Bill, you have a great day. We talk again soon. Bless you.
See you, Slava. Tell you what we'll do. Crazy Charlie says we're looser in hour three. So let's do this. Let's take the break, and then when we come back, I'm just going to tell you it's the Cosby Cattleman. He's next. He's ready. We just had a Russian on to talk college football, which was beautiful. Cosby Cattleman, who's not Russian, up in East Tennessee. He'll be next. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got the lanes all open here, and it's finally moving better on 24 westbound here at Haywood Lane. You got all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County on 24 westbound, trying to get past this crash here at Haywood Lane. Crazy slow due to that accident where that truck flipped on 24 westbound just past the Whites Creek Pike exit. As you come through that part of Jolton headed towards Clarksville this morning, you're going to need extra time. Nashboro at Bell Road, there's been a crash there. You never know when you might need them. Free at last Bell Bonds, serving Davidson, Williamson, and even Rutherford counties. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that we've put 2020 in the rear view, there's no better place to celebrate than Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel, located 5th Avenue downtown. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. Book your table now for the most romantic Valentine's Day ever. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning: showers, high 69. More showers tonight, low 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 62. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 35. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers, high 53. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
That Ronnie Mills, that crazy thing, because we got some Smoky Mountain rain on Rocky Top, Monsieur King.
Is it right here, there? Too. Yep.
Hey, Bill, I know you're not much of an NFL guy. Did you watch the playoffs yesterday?
I did. I watched most of it. It was good.
Yeah. If you like football, it's hard not to watch that, isn't it?
Yep. I enjoyed it.
Bill, you go with me on this. I call you a lot talking about how college football is broken. It's the same four or five teams every year. That's one thing about the NFL. It's a well-run product, isn't it? Even if you don't like pro football. I mean, if they get it done, it's even in a pandemic, they haven't missed a game.
Very well-run, and yeah, and there's some variety there too. Now maybe Tom Brady's not variety, but yes, there's more variety for sure.
Yeah,
now, it's set up differently. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no politics. It's not who's going to be the fifth team, who's going to get left out of the party. I mean, if you're any good in the NFL, you get to go to the party.
Right.
Hey, I want to move on to Tennessee, of course. But before I do, I want to throw you a little curveball real quick on regular season, Rick. Not looking good.
What happened? They went from the best team in the league to broken.
Yeah, I want to get to the Tennessee football, but let me ask you this, Bill. You're probably not aware of this dude, but have you heard of this dude named Matt McClung? You ever heard of this dude?
Yes, big name.
Little white dude.
Yeah.
All the kids know him. All the millennials know him. He's a little white, scrawny white dude, and he dunks like Akeem Olajuwon. Dominant.
Right. Where did he play high school ball?
Right up here on the state line, up here outside of Kingsport, up here in Tri-Cities, right. In Virginia, little small city across the town, across the state line. Played a year at Georgetown. Wasn't a good fit, I guess. He was wanting to come to Tennessee. He wasn't a regular season Rick dude, and I'm assuming he's going to be the player of the year in the Big 12.
Who's he playing for now?
Texas Tech.
Oh, that's right.
I love it.
And he's tearing it up, right?
For people who don't know who I'm talking about, Ben Counters, Google Matt McClung on YouTube.
Yeah, this guy is dunking all over the place, yes.
And regular season Rick can't find a spot for him. How's that work, Bill? He's making $5 million a year, and he gets free food in Knoxville.
Yep.
All right, Bill, let's get on Tennessee football real quick.
Yes, sir, let's do it.
Isn't it funny how when you've got the only open job, everybody else wants to chime in and tell you who to hire? Everybody's on the coaching search committee, aren't they?
Everybody's got an idea.
The national media, the Dennis Dodds, the Dan Wilkins, old know-it-all, what's that dude over there, Rex Rowe, that know-it-all. All these guys got an opinion. Call Kiffin and get the damn thing over with.
What do you hear? What are they saying on Rocky Top up there?
But Bill, what I hear is Kiffin wants the job. He'll come back. These dumb butts over here, they want to have a little Keystone Cops search committee and talk about assistant coaches and never been a head coach before. Bill, you bring Kiffin in, you give him about, hell, an eight-year deal, or just roll it over, do whatever the NCAA does. You go out there and sell 100,000 tickets, we get the shot, and everybody has fun. Let's have some entertainment. You want to know one of these bum assistant coaches?
So, who do you think they're about to hire? Elliott, Tony Elliott?
Bill, if they do that, Shiano will be nothing. You won't see anything if they do that. I want to rip this new AD real quick. You know, everybody's kissing his butt.
Yeah.
Danny White.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Who's the most respected athletic director in the SEC in the last 25 years?
Doug Dickey.
Jeremy Foley.
Okay, Jeremy Foley.
Now, they want to talk about where they run a well-rounded athletic department and they win and everything in basketball, and Donovan was a great hire and all that. His football hires sucked. Your cat could have hired Urban Meyer. He hired three bums. He hired DeZucker, Beer Gut, and Shark Humper. Doesn't matter who your AD is. Call Kiffin and be done with it. I'll go do the damn hire for $100,000, Bill, and I'll spend $75,000 on Dickel 12 for the party.
Now, White's brother was the AD or is the AD at FAU where Kiffin was. There's a connection.
Yeah, and it's right, and it's one of those athletic family businesses.
Yep.
It's the same reason Derek Dooley got the UT job, or the dude over Shane Beamer got the South Carolina job. If he was Shane Baker, would he be the coach at USC?
Shane Baker at the podium. Totally unrelated to anybody.
Bill, get Kiffin. You jack the fan base sky high. You sell 150,000 tickets. Everybody has fun. You're on top of ESPN every day. The whole world's watching. But hell no, let's go hire a bum assistant coach. We've just been down that path. No head coaching experience. Explain this to me, Bill. Explain this to me. It's in rocket science.
So, baby Big Kiff
Jim,
would come.
Big Jim and Kiffin get along, Bill. Big Jim and Kiffin get along. It's peanuts.
Now, did you see the picture of Danny White and Big Jim talking in Thompson Bowling during the basketball game? That was on Twitter.
Well, Bill, if I was at that ball game, you know what I'd do? If I saw Danny White, I'd say, hey, Danny, who's the football coach going to be? That's what I'd ask him. I wouldn't say, hey, nice to meet you. Hey, Danny, who's the football coach going to be?
But he was there with Big Jim. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it. Whoop-de-damn-doo. Why is Kiffin still in Oxford, Bill? He's been on the job, what, 4 or 5 days now?
Yeah.
Quit, man. Don't you hate when people over-complicate things? You ever see that guy down there at the Walmart that's measuring every square, you know, ceramic tile and all this down at the Home Depot? It's not that complicated. People overthink things.
Why aren't you using your basketball tickets?
Waiting on the shot, Bill. Go get two shots, then a shot of Dickel 12. Then the party's on. Hang in there, Bill.
All right, see you. He's got season tickets to all that stuff. Under one of the basketball goals. But he's not going right now. Crazy Charlie got a nomination. Irish Bill says, balls of steel to Slava. One of the best calls I've heard in quite a while, so Slava gets a balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
West Coast Sooner Bill. Ask Cosby if he likes the AD hire and if he thinks he's got the balls to hire Freeze. I think he just answered all that. Why can't you bring back Kipman? That's a good question. I don't know. Might hurt Philip Fulmer's feelings. I mean, Philip's not the AD there anymore. Philip and Baby Kiff. Well, it's as far as I know, it's mainly Philip. Philip doesn't like Kiff, but Philip's not involved. Now, Peyton Manning has a say in this, supposedly, allegedly. But I think that Danny White has pretty much autonomy here. Don D. Plowman has said, it's yours. Go get the guy. Go do it. Which is smart. You don't want, at Tennessee, having a whole lot of people tugging, giving you their political angle is not good. One more before the break, Crazy Charlie. Nomination, Doug DiBiase. Bill, balls of steel for having back-to-back calls. Slava and then Cosby. Must listen radio right there. I agree with you. Balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
That was pretty good. I like that, too. I approve, too. We'll get the bottom of the hour break. Coming right back. If you have nominations, throw them in there. We'll get to them. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got this pickup truck over to the side here on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. Now, 24 west up there around the 30-mile marker in that portion of Cheatham County. THP is still working that tanker truck crash that happened earlier. As you head towards Clarksville, give yourself extra time on 24 westbound. Wrapping up that wreck at Nashboro at Flint Rock, that happened earlier. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, listen up, football fans. I got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called Same Game Parlay Bets. They're available only at FanDuel Sportsbook. A Same Game Parlay Bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the first round of the playoffs. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel will let you place a Same Game Parlay Bet risk-free. All FanDuel customers, you can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. Playoffs are the perfect time to get one. I love the ease of use, easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet, easy to get your money within 24 hours after you win. And download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. Be sure to use my promo code GregP to sign up.
What's that promo code again, Greg?
John B., it is GP GregP. GregP, yes it is.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is one click on homedepot.com/bath. It's the Days of Doing Winter Bath event, up to 40% off a wide selection of vanities, faucets, toilets, and more, plus free delivery of all online vanities. From bold new lighting to a fresh new shower, your new bath is closer than you think. The Winter Bath event, online now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through March 28th, while supplies last.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-breaking radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, Sam Sports Grill, and Sam Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
GameStop pulling back. Like I told you, don't chase. GME, do not chase it. It's 87 now. It's flirting with 100 in the pre-market. Yeah, don't. Don't chase her down. Just let it get you a healthy pullback. AMC is in the mid-4s, so it's up 27%. Last week it was flirting in the low 3s. The stocks that are related to the devil's lettuce are not hot right now. They will. Just give it a little time. They've cooled down some. I had one Kern, K-E-R-N, that had a chance. It's cooled down some. You'll have to just be patient. Now, you got to remember, in this market, patience is spelt with a P-A-Y. Patience. You ever heard that joke? Pretty cute, huh? Golden Domer. Bill, I heard Plowman. That's a name that name's just part of the show now, right? It's a new name, but it's part of the show. Bill, I heard Plowman told White, Danny White, to swing for the fences, get big names, and at least let them tell you no. Then go after the best interested. Yeah, call Urban Meyer and see if he'd leave Jacksonville on the job about a week for the Vols. Leave Duval and the resources of the NFL. Come on to Rocky Top. Roster's really not that bad, I promise. Just come on. Jeff says, Bill, actually, I agree. Now, this is Jeff, not Jeff 2. This is Jeff from Ashland City. He says, Bill, they just need to quit being stupid and hire Baby Kiff. Home run hire. It would bring excitement, and the guy is a very good coach on the offensive side of the ball. Kind of a downer that Layla won't be coming with him, but I'm sure that Baby Kiff has a pretty nice replacement. Probably couldn't get Layla to go back. Layla's used to Cali. She's used to Tampa, where Allen is. She's probably not a Rocky Top lady. Of course, they're not married anymore either, but probably not. Hey, Layla, we're moving to Rocky Top. What do you think? Coach's hot seat. Bill. Our guess on the next Tennessee coach is Jamie Chadwell. And this is a tweet from somebody. It says, I can't say for certain that Tennessee has its man, but I will say that two candidates that were closely vetted by the Parker firm, the search firm, were informed last night that they won't be receiving formal interviews. Two others that have been linked to the job by the media have not been contacted at all. So coach's hot seat thinks perhaps it is Jamie Chadwell. I still think maybe Tony Elliott. I wouldn't bet you on it, but we'll see. Gary Joe Collins, Bill, Balls of Steel to Slava. If he was in on the alleged election interference a few years back, I won't say a word. He beat me over the head with an encyclopedia. That's the coolest Russian there is. Balls of Steel to him, Crazy Charlie, and also, he says, to Cosby Cattleman. No explanation needed for the last one, so Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
It's pretty good back-to-back, wasn't it? Self-esteem coach. Bill, I love that he hasn't tweeted in over 10 years. Yeah, you got to remember, Cosby Cattleman is very much a person who thinks things out. He's unique in so many ways. Number one, the uniqueness you notice, and I told you about it too. The Cosby Cattleman is a University of Tennessee fan, except he does not like anything about him. there's nothing he likes. Regular season Rick, the football program, spring sports, whoever's the president, whoever's the AD, he is never happy with any of them. He's unique. Most people do everything they can do to give their school, their teams, their university the benefit of the doubt. You have to beat them down to get them to be negative. They try. They try their best to support, even in bad times. Cosby Cattleman does not do that. He doesn't play that. He's unique that way. Here's the other way he's unique. Ways he's unique. He's got a persona, right? It's very specific. He probably figured out it. Last time he posted on Twitter was 2010. I believe. That's if you go, you find him. At Cosby Cattleman on Twitter. It's him. That's him. He figured out probably then, that's not my best route here. That's not my uniqueness here. So he stopped tweeting. I'm guessing. I've never talked to him about it, but I assume that's what he figured out. Now, he monitors. Now, he'll go in there and look around. He just won't tweet. He can tippy-toe around without you knowing. So he sees what's going on out there. He sees what's being said, but he doesn't get himself in it. The other thing about the Cosby Cattleman is we have an event like Commitments or whatever. Bill, you think Cosby Cattleman will come? Bill, do you think he'll come over here to this thing? No. No. Cosby Cattleman likes the anonymity that he's got. Yep, he knows his main shtick, which he's really good at, is the call-in. He's excellent at that. He gets it. He's not going to expose himself out in public, meaning stand on a stage and wave to everybody. That's not what he does. He's got a very specific, identifiable shtick, and he sticks with it. He's a smart man. So the next time you ask me, Bill, you think you can get Cosby to Commitments? No. Steven down in Louisiana. Bill, I got to do it. No balls to LSU hoops. Go to Rupp Arena, laying a big goose egg Saturday night. No balls to hoops down on the bayou there, Crazy Charlie. No balls to Steven.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Yeah, Kentucky came out. Kentucky's a team that can't stand on the end of a pier and drop a beach ball and hit water. Kentucky comes out there hitting threes and stuff. LSU plays less defense than the Pac-12 typically does. And you could say the SEC lately as well when it comes to football. And Kentucky comes out and strokes it like they're excellent shooters. They're not. Now, they've got some talent. Kentucky's got some talent that can scare you. Kentucky, I believe, and Alabama play, Tuesday night down in Tuscaloosa. Alabama has been the best team in basketball, in the SEC, in basketball so far. They're undefeated. Just beat Mississippi State. And they're a fun team. Here's another note. Now, again, I'm not saying this is exactly the right way to do things because we're talking basketball here. But when Alabama hired their last basketball coach, Nate Oates, do you think there was 1% of Alabama's fans that actually keep up with basketball had ever heard of Nate Oates? 1%. I'd say no. Guy at Buffalo that, by the way, Danny White hired. Not the football player for the Cowboys. Danny White, the AD now in Tennessee. Hired him at Buffalo. Again, my point is this. The next really good coaches, and we'll see if that is Nate Oates. So far, it looks pretty good this year. But this is year number two for him, right? Last year, up and down, I saw some criticism. But this year, that's a good-looking basketball team, right? It really is. You think anybody out there had heard of him related to Alabama? Maybe the rare – I knew back in the 90s, and I lost touch with this guy. He lived down in Louisiana, actually. His name was Brad. I don't remember his last name. He used to call me in the office, too. Huge Alabama fan, but he was more of a basketball guy. Now, that is a rare species right there in Alabama, right? I'm a huge Roll Tider, but guess what? I like the basketball better. Rare dude. He's the only one I've met like that. And again, I lost touch with him. That was 25 years ago, probably. He would call the show. He'd call us at the office. Mainly want to talk hoops. It could be football season. Alabama could be, this could be Stallings 92 on the way to another natty for Alabama. And he'd call and ask about Wimp's team. Wimp had some good teams. Nathan up in Detroit. Bill, Nate Oates was a high school basketball coach here in Detroit 5 years ago, now coaching Bama. Real good dude and a great hire for the Tide. So far, so good. Yeah, so far, so good. And here's the thing I like about Nate Oates, their brand of basketball. It is an up-and-down style, and they shoot threes, baby. I mean, they launch them, and they make them. It's one thing to launch them. It's another thing to be any good at it. He's got this team thinking positively. This team is having a blast playing basketball right now. We'll see. I don't know what their upside is. I don't know what the tournament will look like for them and all that. You could hit a team and be out immediately, but they're a fun team. If you're a Bama fan and you do want to watch other sports there, that's one for you. That is absolutely a team to check out. Let me just check. Let me look again. Let me check the leaderboard here and see who's doing what. Where is GameStop around 90? Hey, you could have shorted that to begin with. I don't know if I'd short it for long because the Robin Hooders, the Hooders are taking this thing over. They already have. It'll crash at some point, but yeah, they're doing good. The Hooders are doing very, very good. Tiger is flirting around 19 right now. That is the Chinese Robin Hood, Tiger. Another one to look at, but it's been running hard, and that's BB. But I wouldn't touch its running hard. AMC in the mid-4s. Yeah, AMC was once around 35. It got around 250, 220. That thing's trying to get to 5 today. We'll see. We'll see how the day materializes, if you will. Okay, we'll do this. Let's take the break. Coming right back. One more on this Monday edition presented by our good friends, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got this pickup truck over to the side here on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. Now, 24 west up there around the 30-mile marker in that portion of Cheatham County. THP is still working that tanker truck crash that happened earlier. As you head towards Clarksville, give yourself extra time on 24 westbound. Wrapping up that wreck at Nashboro at Flint Rock, that happened earlier. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. we invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers, high 69. More showers tonight, low 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 62. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 35. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers, high 53. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Bama Mark checking in again. Bill, thanks for Tiger and also AMC and others. He says, I've been on GameStop also. I did Clove. It's doing okay. Yeah, Clove is going to just hang and be patient there. It's up a little this morning, but that one is related to Walmart and the healthcare that they're getting into. And that one's got long legs. Just got to be. That's not going to be a quick jumper for you. He says, also, Balls of Steel jumping on Disney pre-COVID comeback as well. Pretty good. So, Crazy Charlie, Balls of Steel right there. Butch.
Balls of Steel.
Down in Birmingham. Bill, I was excited about the style of play Oates played at Buffalo, but knew nothing else about him. Trusted Burn to make a good hire because he knows basketball. Danny White did hire him at Buffalo, but he was on the staff when Hurley left, so it was a promotion. Still good. Oh, is that right? Okay, so he was I didn't know that. So he was on, and see, that's one of the things. They said, one of the notes, Danny White's resume is very good, and I don't know if this part's a negative, but they said he and Hurley got sideways. And I think it was about money. Now, again, that could happen. I'm not saying that makes you a bad guy, or that's makes you a bad AD. Maybe he was in the right. I don't know. So Nate Oates, okay, so he was on staff there. Gotcha. I didn't know that. That's a good point that needs to be needs to be noted. Yes. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, Bama basketball is so unknown, I didn't even know who the coach was. I thought it was still Avery Johnson. I like that. You might, I tell you what, Jim, you may be an Alabama fan for saying that. I know you're not. You're a Noel fan, but just saying. Danny in New York City. Okay, Danny's two things. He's our favorite police officer. And he's in a tough city. Crazy Charlie can tell you all about that. New York City. And he's also our favorite homemade pizza maker. An art form that I wouldn't say I failed at, but I'm not good at it. That, you know what? Everybody's got a resolution. Mine, I think, and I don't even have one yet. We're what? Three, four weeks into the month. Don't even have one yet. Mine is going to be a good, maybe not on Danny's level, but a good homemade pizza maker. And my main problem, and Danny sent me all the recipes, is the pizza dough. I can't get it to the taste I'm looking for. It's always something not quite right. It's always good, and I'll eat it, and it's, you know, I'll eat it again. But it's never right on cue. See, with the meat and all that kind of stuff, we could do that, make it right on cue. That's not a problem. Pizza dough. Danny says, Bill, it's amazing as a Michigan fan. I see this stat below and not see it translate to anything significant on the field for the Maize and Blue. And it's a Reddit college football. Yeah, when Reddit's not on their stock boards attacking the short sellers like Citron, they also do other things. No, all the hooders, the Robin Hooders, are on Reddit, man, and they plan their attack, and they attacked the crap out of Citron last Friday. Got the thing from 35 up around 70-something. It settled in the 60s. This morning, it flirted with 100, talking about GameStop. So if the hooders ever jump on a stock you have and they want to attack the shorts in mass like they can, you'd make lots of money that morning. I mean, tons of it. Anyways, Reddit College Football. Here's a breakdown of the alma maters on the active rosters of the four NFL conference championship teams. And it's got Michigan on top with 11. Then it's got Iowa, LSU, Mississippi State with 9. Alabama, Boomer Sooner, Aliquippa Bob, and Doug DiBiase's team. Karen's team, Karen and Jimbo's team, and UW. It's a longer list than that. So Danny, when he's not fighting the bad guys in New York City and he's not making really good pizza, points out, what's the deal here with Michigan? This stat here does not translate at all to what we've done as a football program. Good point. Good point. Steven in Louisiana, Bill. Most, if not all, Bama fans only know two people, the Bear and Little Nicky. Well, those two coaches and Roll Damn Tide. So Bama fans only know two coaches historically, the Bear and Nicky. That'd be about it. They don't remember the flop from Op, Bambi Shula, Grouchy 1992 national championship coach. Very grouchy. Unless you're not, if you're talking about hunting and fishing, it wouldn't be that grouchy. But grouchy otherwise. They wouldn't remember, do they remember Wimp? I still love me some Wimp. Does Wimp still do a show down there? Wimp's getting really old. I mean, is Wimp and Sonny, or do they not do that show anymore on some station in Burbank? I don't know. Wimp and I have stayed in touch through the years. I told you when Wimp got fired at Alabama for the incident with the secretary and all that, he called us. He called Bob Bell, actually. Didn't call me, but he called Bob and said, I'm a broken man. He says, I listen to the show every day, and from down in Birmingham, I guess, or Tuscaloosa, where he was. He says, I just need to. And he ended up getting hired in Arkansas for a little bit. But he was just so down and out over there. I can see it. I've had several of those calls. That's the call I took from Kevin Steele. I took that call. Yeah. That was to me. That was after Clemson. That's after Dabo fired him when he gave up 100 in the West Virginia game. It's going to be interesting to see what Danny White does with Kevin Steele. He's got that contract, but he's not obligated. I mean, they have to pay it, but the new guy, if he comes in, I mean, he may have his own defensive coordinator. Now, you know what? There's overlap with Tony Elliott. We don't know who the coach is. I'm just saying, what if it's Tony Elliott? Tony Elliott and Steele would have been at Clemson together, I do believe. So I don't know if that's good or bad. Butch says, Bill, Wimp and his son have a show on the mornings, in the mornings in Tuscaloosa. I don't think I knew that. Yeah, I don't think I knew that. Wow. Good for him. Good for Wimp and his son, who was once the basketball coach right here in the 615 at Lipscomb. Anyways, at CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Follow him. GameStop sitting around 90. Right? I don't have any. I wish I did. I'd be bragging to you about it. Tiger around 19 this morning. I'll get to it. Yeah, I'll get to the other one. AMC is around 440. At Billis King on Twitter. Tesla right now up 48, 49 points. It's flirting with 900. You'd be an idiot to short Tesla today or any day. Lodge Pop.